Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call the Midnight Amen Blueprint Snare Snap Route in Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced dark drum and bass sound design approach, and the goal is simple. Make a snare that cuts through a dense mix with attitude, clarity, and that slightly feral nighttime edge. Not just loud, not just bright, controlled, disciplined, dangerous. In a Riedel DNB track, the snare is a structural element. It tells the listener where the groove is sitting, how hard the drop is hitting, and how much tension the arrangement is carrying. So instead of treating the snare like a single sample, we're going to treat it like a system, a core, a sap, and a grit layer. That contrast is where the magic lives. First, set up three tracks. Track 1 is your main snare core. This should be a dry, short snare sample with some body in the midrange, but not a huge room sound. You want something stable and mix ready. Think anchor, not explosion. Track 2 is your snap layer. This can be a tiny clap transient, a short noise burst from operator or a synthetic top layer with a very fast envelope. This layer is there to create that immediate front edge, the little crack that helps the snare read clearly even when the bass and breaks are going hard. Track 3 is your grit layer. This is where we add texture, dirt, and menace. You can build it from noise, crackle, or a resampled version of the snare itself. It should be quieter than the other layers, but it gives the hit its dark personality. Route all three into a snare group. Keep the gain conservative at this stage. A lot of beginners turn everything up too early, but in advanced sound design, you want headroom so you can hear what each layer is actually doing. Now let's shape the main snare core. Load the sample into simpler and classic mode. Trim the tail so it's short and focused. For a DNB snare, you usually want a fast attack, a controlled decay, and a release that doesn't leave unnecessary tail behind. If the sample is already clean, you don't need to overprocess it. The job of the core is to stay readable under pressure. If the snare feels boxy, open EQ8 and cut somewhere in the 250 to 450 Hz area. That's often where the mod or cardboard lives. If it's too thin, you can add a little body around 180 to 220 Hz. If it bites too hard in the harsh zone, tame around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add a little transient control. Drum bus is great here, or a compressor if you want to be more transparent. Keep it subtle, a touch of drive, maybe a small amount of transients, and don't go crazy with boom unless the snare is genuinely weak. We're not trying to make the core huge. We're making it stable. Now for the snap layer. If you use operator, turn on only the noise oscillator. Keep the envelope super fast. Instant attack, short decay, no sustain, and a quick release. That gives you a crisp burst rather than a long hiss. After that, put auto filter on the track and high pass or band pass it so you're keeping the upper frequencies that create the snap. Dart somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz and adjust by ear. If you want it sharper, bring the cutoff up. If you want it a little more organic, let a bit more lower detail through. Then run it into saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You want this layer to feel energetic and bright, but not thin or fizzy. And here's the key idea. This layer should make the snare feel louder without actually becoming the main sound. It's perceived loudness, not brute force volume. A good teaching trick here is to listen at a lower level. If the snare disappears when the monitor volume goes down, the core may be fine but the front edge is not defined enough. That usually means the snap layer needs more presence, not more tail. Next, we build the grit layer. This is where things get fun. Take the core and snap layers, route them to a new audio track, and resample a bar or two of isolated snare hits. Then process that audio like a texture, not like a normal drum. Start with EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 600 to 900 Hz, so you're removing low junk. Add saturator with a more aggressive drive than you used on the other layers, and keep soft clip on if the tone is getting spicy. You can also try overdrive for extra attitude, especially if you want that scorched, urban edge. If you want a grainy, damaged finish. Redux can be useful, but use it lightly. The goal is texture, not obvious lo-fi destruction. This grit layer should sit underneath the main snare, almost like a shadow. You shouldn't always hear it as a separate sound. You should feel it when a whole hit lands. A really effective advanced move is to automate this layer across sections. Keep it restrained in the first part of the drop, then bring it up a little more in the second half. That creates movement without changing the groove itself. Now group everything into a snare bus and glue it together. On the bus, use a light EQ cleanup if needed, then a small amount of compression or glue compressor. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction at most. If you squash it too hard, you lose the transient snap, and then the snare starts sounding like a block instead of a strike. Drum bus can help a lot here too. A bit of transience, a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch if you need edge. But again, subtle is stronger than dramatic in this kind of mix. The snare should feel powerful because it's shaped well, not because it's overloaded. If you want extra density, use parallel processing. Duplicate the snare bus or send it to a parallel chain, compress that harder, saturate it more, and blend it underneath the dry signal. This is one of the best ways to make a DNB snare feel thick without flattening the attack. That's an important lesson. In dark drum and bass, overcompression can kill the life of the snare. The transient is everything. If the hit loses its front edge, the groove gets smaller, even if the meter says it's louder. Now let's talk about arrangement and variation, because this is where the sound becomes a record rather than just a patch. A serious snare route should evolve across the track. In the intro, keep it drier and less bright. In the main drop, let the full snap route live. In a switch up or fill, you can open the top layer a little more or add a clipped version on a few key hits. Before breakdown, you might automate a bit of extra reverb or a bandpass swell on the tail so the snare feels like it's lifting into the transition. Do not automate everything at once. Pick one or two smart moves per section. A small change in the snap layer can be more effective than pushing the whole snare up and down constantly. For space, keep it short and dark. Use reverb or hybrid reverb on a send, not directly on the snare track. Keep the decay short, the pre-delay tight, and roll off both low and high extremes so it doesn't smear the hit. You're aiming for a shadow, not a wash. The idea is to make the snare feel embedded in the track, not pasted on top of it. A great trick is to automate a little more reverb only on the last snare, before a fill or drop. That gives you lift and contrast without washing out the main groove. Once the chain feels good, resample the final snare bus. This is an advanced workflow move that saves time and adds character. Print a clean version and a processed version. Use the clean one for the main groove, and use the heavier printed version for fill hits, phrase endings, or the first snare of a new section. That way, arrangement itself becomes part of the sound design. Now test it in context. Bring in your bass line and your breaks. Collapse to mono and check whether the snare still punches through. That's crucial. A snare that only works in stereo is not stable enough for a heavy DNB mix. Listen for overlap in the 200 to 500 Hz zone. If the snare and bass are fighting there, clean it up. Check whether the snap layer is too wide or too polite. Check whether the grit layer is masking clarity. And check whether the snare still reads when you turn the volume down. If it vanishes, it needs more transient definition, not more tail. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the snare too roomy. Dark DNB snares usually need to feel close and in front. Don't let the snap layer become louder than the core. Then the snare starts sounding cheap and hollow. Don't distort every layer equally. Distort the grit layer more than the core. Don't ignore mono. If the snare collapses badly, simplify the stereo tricks. And don't forget phrase variation. A static snare for 3 minutes can make the whole drop feel dead. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build two versions of the same snare route. One clean and tight. One darker and more aggressive. Put both into an 8-bar loop with bass or an amen break. Automate the grit up near the end of the phrase. Then compare which version sits better when the mix gets busy. Finally, resample the winner and chop one fill hit for the last bar. The main takeaway here is that a great midnight amen snare is not just hard, it's controlled. It has a clean core, a sharp snap, and a gritty top layer that gives it danger. When you get the balance right, the snare doesn't just hit the mix, it owns the mix. That's the blueprint. Build it in layers, keep the transient readable, test it against the bass, and let arrangement automation do some of the heavy lifting. Do that, and your snare will have that midnight edge that cuts through the fog.